Alexander's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
It may not seem like it with some of the weather we've had recently, but believe it or not, summer is nearly here. And today on the Food and Drink Show, we have got an exclusive preview into the summer menu at Alexander's in Skipton. Now, I'm in the restaurant today and I'm joined by Susanna from Peel and by Paul, the head chef here. Hello to you both.
Hello, Ben.
Hello.
Now, Susanna, we had a quick look at the menu beforehand. Is it still in draft form? It hasn't actually been printed yet, and it's to be launched next week, this summer menu. So tell us about it.
Yeah, that's right, Ben. We really wanted something special for the summer. It's 2 years since we opened, so we feel in a celebratory mood. And having Paul Cunliffe join us as executive head chef has been a real coup for us. We're really excited about it. And Paul's curated this fabulous new menu for us, which covers such a wide range, from new Sunday lunch, which we're so excited to be announcing, through to fantastic lunches on the terrace, a fantastic new a la carte menu for the evening, and then for those people who wanted a set menu, we've got a fantastic set menu that Paul's put together, and that's available during lunch times and early evenings.
You mentioned the terrace there. We were set out there just before we came on air, and it's such a shame about the weather, because we mentioned last year when we had the heat wave this time of the year, people were sat outside on the terrace all the time, because it is a lovely space to enjoy the summer menu.
Yeah, the weather's, it couldn't be more different, could it, than last year. However, I can see a peak of sunshine coming through right now, and we've got some people sat out there enjoying it. It is a fully heated terrace, so actually, even if it's raining, it's still a really nice place to sit. We've got fantastic blankets and you can put the heater on, and even though the weather isn't brilliant, it's actually not that cold, so still advise people to come and enjoy it.
So we'll delve a bit deeper into the summer menu, the exclusive preview we've got today. Paul, you're the head chef here, you've been here not too long actually, 6 or 7 weeks, and you are the one who devised it, so just tell us maybe some of the more popular dishes, some of the dishes you're excited about.
Yeah, so we're speaking with Susanna, it was looking at something that is accessible to everybody. It's a great space. So like the a la carte dish, we're looking using a lot of local produce. So like you're going to taste the lamb dish today. So it's very fresh, very vibrant. And then looking at like the lunchtime menu, you know, we're trying to extend on like sharing boards and sandwiches and looking at like tastes from around the world. So we're going to have things like a Bangra burger on there, which is like spiced lamb burger, and things like pork gyros and things like that. So it's something for everybody there. There'll be an extensive snack menu, or snacklet menu as we're calling it. So to be able to enjoy the terrace, to come and have a drink and have just some nibbles between friends and things like that. So
you mentioned the snacklets there, so that's an extended version of the small plates that Alexander's are very famous for.
Yeah, it's going to be something to share with friends. There's going to be things like black pudding fritters on there with cream mayonnaise, white bait. You know, we're keeping the treacle beef that's, you know, we're quite renowned for, so we'll be doing a take on that. So there's so much choice, and there's so many opportunities to use Alexander's for whether it's just a meeting, you meet friends just for drinks, have some nibbles, or going out for like the full a la carte experience on a night time.
I think the thing I'm looking forward to actually are the poke bowls, because this is a very unique and unique offering. I've never seen it before. And when I was talking to Paul about the vision of Alexander's being about adventuring and travelling, Paul remembered that there's a Hawaiian dish, which is basically where you build your own dish. So it's called poke bowl. You start with the bottom layer, which might be salad leaves, it could be noodles, it could be quinoa, and then you add your protein, which might be chicken or marinated tofu or anything really, any kind of protein that we're offering, and then you add your sauce, and then finally that's all served with a selection of fantastic things like avocado and tomato and onions, and creates this just super healthy summer bowl.
Yeah, well, it's something a bit different as well, just like what Alexander's is famous for. Now, Paul, as you mentioned before, we've got a lovely lamb dish set in front of us. I feel very privileged to be trying the summer menu before the launch next week. Just talk us through this dish.
Yeah, so it's a take on what we're going to be serving for the a la carte. So we've got some Nidderdale lamb rump, so very local. We've got some asparagus, which is from Neighbourhood Bridge. We've got some of the heritage potatoes, the purple ones, they're just slowly confit. Some lamb jus, a bit of onion puree, and just give a bit of sweetness, a bit of pomegranate on there as well. So a very fresh, very summery spring, but giving a dish that's there, which is going to fill you up a little bit. And, you know, you're not going to go away hungry, but it looks stunning on the plate at the same time.
Susanna, we've had a bit of a taste test. I tell you what, there's so many different flavours in there, but even just looking at it, it looks amazing. There's so many different colours and it does taste like a summery dish. What was your take on it?
Oh, it's absolutely stunning. The lamb is just so tender and sweet. It sort of melts in your mouth, doesn't it? It's delicious. And lots of different flavours. Lots of summer-like vegetables, you know, the asparagus. It's absolutely delicious. Definitely recommend it.
You were saying just then that you're not a massive fan of lamb, but having had a few mouthfuls of that, you're now a fan.
Yeah, actually, I didn't want to confess that before, but no, it's not my favourite dish, but actually that was superb. So I would be converted just because that's so fresh, so tender and so sweet.
Before we go, Susanna, you've got your white party coming up at the end of July, the 26th of July, which is a Friday, and it's almost 2 years to the day since Alexander's opened. We're all very excited about the event. Tell us about it.
So our white party is a celebration, really, of summer. We're out on the terrace. Hopefully the weather will be kind to us. It was amazing last year. It was a hot, balmy evening. So we've ordered the same for this year. We can guarantee that. We decorate the whole terrace like a Mediterranean deck. It's all beautifully white with gold pineapples everywhere. And all the guests are invited to come wearing white. So it's literally a sea of white bodies enjoying fantastic food, wonderful cocktails. We have special cocktails for the night. All white cocktails, and we also have a brilliant barbecue. So it's Paul's first year doing it, which will be brilliant. I'm sure the dishes will be fantastic. And yes, we're celebrating our second birthday. So
where can people find out a bit more then if they want to come in and sample the summer menu, or if they want to book onto the white party? Is there still a few tickets left?
We do have a few tickets left, but only a few, because it's actually been selling out really, really well. I think because last year's was so good, words got around and people are booking up. But we do have space left if people want to book now, and they should go to alexanders-skipton.com, and all the details are on the website.
Alexander's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.